Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on.
Suit on.
Looking
like the Dapper Dawn.
Giving them all.
Dress
like a million bucks.
Bucks.
Things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Turn them out.
come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Man, yeah, I do. Steve Harvey got a radio show because I can't tell it to you any other way, because God has been so, so very amazing to me. But the same God, and there is but one, that same God is, can, and will be amazing in your life if you just allow it to happen. You know, I was somewhere, you know, and I was driving on the freeway somewhere, and I saw a billboard, and it was a guy in a field on his knees, and on this billboard it said something to the effect, when you've run out of answers, try prayer. And I was going somewhere, and I don't even remember. I go so much, man. I was just going somewhere, and I saw this billboard, and I thought about that. And man, I cannot tell you how true of a statement that is. When you've run out of answers, when you don't know what to do, when you feel weak, when you are at a low point, when things just seem to keep happening to you and you don't understand why, prayer is an amazing weapon. Prayer is available to all of us. Here's the deal. You don't have to go through all that you're going through alone. See, and I'm talking to men, women, boys, girls, students, leaders, bosses, employees. I don't care what's happening. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care if your relationship is all jacked up. I don't care if your kids and your relationship is jacked up. I don't care if your relationship at work is shot. Your coworkers seem to always make you the buddy end of the joke. You always, somebody always talking about you behind your back. You're finding it more and more necessary to try to hold your head up and walk past these people when some days you can't even get your chin up off your chest. If you're a woman out there and you've been alone by yourself for so long and you just tired of being alone, you really want a relationship. You really want to be, have a mate. You want to meet your soulmate. Whatever it is, whatever it is, prayer is the answer. You are listening to a guy who is a direct recipient of prayer. I can't tell you anything that I've gotten out of that I didn't pray about. Oh, now, there are a lot of things. Hold on. Let me backtrack a little bit. There are a lot of things that have happened in my life that I've gotten past without praying, because I think my mama was praying for me. And then there's this thing that God has called grace and mercy that he just somehow keeps us all waking up every day with our foot on some form of solid ground, because he's just waiting on us to come to him. But y'all, if you can implement prayer into your day, every single day, and I'm talking about put it in there at the top of your day, put it in there in the middle of your day, put it in there when you close your day out, when you're sitting at your desk and ain't nobody bothering you, that's a good time. Now look, you don't have to make no scene. You ain't got to let everybody know, oh, I'm spiritual, I love God, look at me, oh, I'm down. Or you ain't got to do none of that. Matter of fact, don't do it for that reason. Because if that's your reason for doing it, that's going to be your reward. If you want somebody to just say, oh, they pray every, you know, they pray at lunch and they had a Bible on their desk and they have a bunch of highlights in it. If you sitting it out there so people can see that that's what you do, then that's going to be your reward. Please know, that's going to be your reward. What I want you to do is pray. Ask God for the things, the desires of your heart. Have a faith. Believe in them. But pray earnestly, man. I mean, actually go at it with saying, hey, God, listen to me. I can't do this without you. I need your help. Listen, I know a lot of people that pray. I know a lot of it. If I told you the rich and famous that I talk to that pray constantly, it would amaze you. Go talk to God about it, man. Matter of fact, you done already got yourself into trouble. Go talk to God about it. You can't see no way out. You're in a situation, you thinking about doing something straight crazy. Pump your brakes, partner. Slow down a little bit, my man. Slow down. Don't. All you're going to do is make the situation worse. Go over there today and talk to God. Talk to God for real. Look, man, you know what, man? Sometimes I've gone to God and I've just said, hey, God, I don't have a clue. Matter of fact, I'm so jacked up right now, God, I don't even really know what to ask you for. I just need some help. I'm so deep in some mess right now. Not only can I not see the way out, I can't see my way round. There's a poem called Invictus, and the opening line says, out of the night that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank God for whatever be for my unconquerable soul. This line is so deep. It starts off saying, I am in deep trouble. I'm in a pit. Black as a pit from pole to pole. I'm talking about, man, from over there to over there. It's pitch black. And man, you ever been in that situation before, y'all? Because I have. I'm talking about black as a pit from pole to pole. God is there. God is available. God is always standing by. He just wants you to come to him. See, he's been coming to you a whole lot of times. He's presented himself. I can't tell you how many times. He's shown you how good a God he is. He's given us all grace and mercy without us asking for it. He's gotten you through some things, and you looked up and boy, oh, man, I don't know how the hell. Okay, that's cool. I'm cool. No. That wasn't cool. That was God. Pray, man. When you out of answers and you don't know what to do, pray. If you see some trouble coming, pray. If you already got into it, pray. If you don't know the answers, pray. If you can't see no way out, pray. Pray, man. Talk to God. Don't make a scene. Just talk to God. All right? Very important.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's another day, another opportunity, another blessing. God did it again, showed up. Didn't ask us nothing. Just keep doing what he do. Creating new days, new opportunities, new blessings, new chances. All of it. I'm here to receive it, man. I sure hope you are, man. Today, just do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor today. Think of all the things God has done for you. Just start thinking about everything he's ever done for you. That's called gratitude. that gets your mind right, man. That stops all them bad days you having. Because, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, he come through over time and time again. God is good. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Hey, Junior, what's on your mind today?
What's on my mind? What's on my mind? Let me tell you what's on my mind, I'm telling you, this never been said before, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm convinced if you have a chronic illness, then it's imperative you get married today. Mm. Don't you wait. If you have a chronic illness, go ahead and get married today.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
And they must be healthy. Don't you marry nobody sicker than you. No. Yeah. The only people you can turn down is people sicker than you. That's it. If you got sickle cell, you're going to turn people down with diabetes. Don't sit up there and get nobody who ain't healthy. Get somebody healthy. It's imperative. Quit asking for FICO scores. Ask for medical records. That's what you need to be asking for. Yeah. I need to see what happened to your ass back in 2005. What this is about you having the whooping cough. I need to know about that.
That's an immunization record.
Yeah, I need all of this here. I don't need nobody sicker than me. I need somebody who can help me get downstairs. I need somebody to help me bring some food up to this hospital. That's what I need. I don't need nobody talking about you go first. We can't go together if you sick. I don't need you having a hip replacement. Yeah. I don't need that. I need somebody who walking fine. That's what I want.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't have one EpiPen in the house.
No,
have both of y'all need it.
I wouldn't even ask about your... Yeah.
Well, if y'all both have the same damn allergic reaction, you ain't got but one EpiPen. We got somebody to make this decision.
Yeah. Because, see, I'm going to tell you what I'm not interested in. See, when you see... Hey, I'm not interested in your long-term goals. I'm not going to ask you what you want to do long-term. I'm going to ask your ass what you doing Thursday. That's what I'm going to ask you. Is you going to make it to Thursday, what I need to know. I don't need nobody else going to be out of here the next week. Why would I care about 2028? We got to get to 2024. Yeah.
That's really good, man. This is good information. I love this angle.
You need to have this. I don't need
marriage rules. Don't get nobody with the same thing you got.
You can't do it. All these healthy people walking around. Why would I sit up here and turn down somebody healthy? I don't know why. Quit worrying about what they look like. Just get with them. If you met them today, marry them today.
Lower your standards.
Ass, make it. Quit up here trying to act like you better than everybody. You need too much help.
I like that. That's a good one. Damn your credit score. Let me see your medical record. Right,
okay. What's this back in 2003 about you having whooping cough? What is that about? You just coughing. You get scarlet fever in 2024? Where you get that at?
How the hell did you miss your polio vaccination?
you my age. No, not doing it.
All right. Thank you. I thank Junior. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, you know, everybody has a child that just don't catch quite on like the other kids do. And, you know, it just happens from time to time. The title is Your Baby Going Back to Pre-K. Your Baby Going Back to pre-K. It just saddens me sometimes, you know. Your baby don't color like the other kids because you can't stay in the lines. Your baby going back to pre-K. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
Yes, I'm trying to reach Miss Thomas, please.
This is Miss Thomas. Who is it?
My name is Mr. Stapleton. I'm actually the principal over at elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at my records indicating that your son Thomas is going to be starting his first grade.
Mm-hmm. Baby's ready.
Right. Listen, Miss Thomas, I've been going through actually all of the children's records that will be starting school, and I'm looking at your son's grades from his kindergarten year.
Mm-hmm. And he did good. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, not exactly. I mean, there's been a few. I actually spoke with the teacher who he was under in kindergarten,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like he just really wasn't up to par as the rest of the children.
Mm-mm. Now his conduct. Now, he talks, but he gets his work. So what else is she saying on that ain't right?
Well, what it seems to be, ma'am, is that his grades weren't up to par as the rest of the other children. She did tell me he was a disobedient child.
No, he's disobedient and talking two different things. Come on.
Okay. Well, ma'am, listen, what we've decided here is we're going to let little actually do another year of kindergarten.
Oh, no, y'all ain't going to let him do another year of kindergarten. No, sir.
Ma'am, that's the only choice I have after looking.
No, we got our letter in the mail with our report card the week after school started, and it said on the back, promoted. And if I got to get up off this couch and go get it, I'm going to be f***ed out. Because I'm telling you right now, we will be in the first grade. Kindergarten wasn't that hard. I'm not sure what they told you about him, but it must be the wrong.
Well, ma'am, from my understanding, he doesn't color as well as the rest of the kids. He's all out of the, out of the lines when he color. He doesn't know his numbers completely, and that's kind of what we need when you first come into the first grade.
What I can show you on this paper, he did satisfactory all the way through. Now you about to me off, and I'm already sick calling me with some about my son flunking kindergarten. He ain't that kind of dog.
He does not color well, ma'am.
Listen, coloring ain't got nothing to do with the daggone kindergarten. He is going to the first grade, and I'll be down there on August 24th.
I will not be able to allow you get into school August
24th. I'm sorry, mister. Let me tell you what. Let me go in and get my pencil and pen, because I don't live that far from this school. And if y'all already down there causing some conflict, I need to get up and go down there, because I'm not telling my baby when he come home today that he ain't going to the daggone first grade.
Ma'am, I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to refuse education from him on August 24th.
You know what? I just went back and put him in public school. I know that was a mistake in the first place. Fooling with y'all talking about some coloring. Give me your name again, sir.
Stapleton, ma'am.
And what's that number down there?
The number here is actually area code.
Wait a minute. I got the number. Never mind. I pulled up this report card. I got the number and your name on the back of this paper. I tell you what, August 24th, we'll be coming in there going to school, and I might make a trip around there this evening when I come from the doctor.
Ma'am,
I don't want to hear that. Coloring ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. But
only coloring. His arithmetic is bad. Are you working with him at home?
No,
are you doing anything as a parent?
I work with my son at home every day. What you trying to say? I'm an incompetent parent?
I'm just asking, as a parent, are you working with your child?
Yes, I'm working with my child every day. He can read better than you, probably.
No, he can't read better. I'm the principal.
He can read better than you, because obviously you read that wrong on that paper that he's supposed to be going back to kindergarten, when I know the paper said from his going to the first grade, and I'm not listening to no more of this about him going backwards. Now, if you got a problem with your paperwork, maybe you need to go talk to your secretary or somebody in there that wrote my baby name down.
Your son's name, Thomas, ma'am.
I know it ain't him, baby. I know it ain't him. You're not going to sit up and tell me my son is fucking kindergarten. He is not going back to that kindergarten.
Don't bring your son down here August 24th. Do you hear me?
Down. I tell you what, be ready to whip me and my husband. But we will be down there August 4th, backpack, shoes, uniform, everything. You hear me?
I will not be able to allow him an education.
Are you down there right now? I will come down there right now and make that correction on that paper for you.
Can you bring
my baby is not going back to no kindergarten for no coloring.
Can you bring him down here and let him color for me so I can...
You talking about coloring, arithmetic, and all this stuff? No, we will be down there August the 24th. I will have this report card in my head that says you have been promoted to the first grade, and he's going to have a smile on his face, and so are you.
I got one more thing I need to tell you. Are you listening to me?
I'm listening. You ain't saying nothing yet. You better say something that sounds like the first grade, because I'm not playing. I would go down to this daggum administrative office, and I had fired, because my son will be in that first grade.
Who are you raising your voice at?
I'm talking to you. You're talking crazy to me. I'm talking crazy to you.
What?
I'm a grown woman. I don't need to be explaining to you why I'm trying to defend my son.
Did you graduate?
Honey, I am a college degree person. I have a great job. My husband and I do well for ourselves and for our children, and that's why we know.
You're not even at work right now, man.
Listen, I'm sick, fool. I told you that when you called here. Waiting on the doctor to call me now. I'm probably missing my phone call.
Can you color? Because your son can't color.
Can I color? What kind of question is that to ask me? Can I color? What are you, white or black? You asking me something? You asking me, am I colored?
No, I ask you, can you color? Like,
I hear some racist lines in there. Can you color? No, my coloring and me being colored ain't got nothing to do with none of this. Is this a race thing?
No,
that you trying to make sure you send him back?
No, I'm not trying to send him back. I want to send him back to color, to get his coloring together.
I tell you what, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. And if you are the head person down there now, you are incompetent and you are an illiterate call me and tell me that my son has to go back to the first grade.
I got one more thing. You know what?
Me mixed up. I tell you what, I'm through with this conversation.
I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm going to be out here. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Felicia.
I'm going to beat Felicia's I am going to beat her motherfucker. You about to get tore out the frame. I mean, I'm writing numbers and everything. And I'm recording everything. I'm gonna beat her, cause she know I don't play when it comes to my kids. Okay, that's all right.
All right, babe. One more question now. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news. More trending highlights from the Oscars. Carla has good news about the new edition Las Vegas residency. Plus, 39-year-old former Basketball Wives reality star Drea Michele gets a lot of backlash from her pregnancy announcement. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to Ask the CLO. This is from JoJo in Lakeland. JoJo writes, I'm a 37-year-old female and my mother lives with me. I was out of town and a married man was at my house to see her. She denied it, but I saw it on camera. She's acting out of character and being a homewrecker. What can I do about this?
Nothing. Nothing. Your mama grown. Your mama business. Good and grown. Yeah, your mama had you. Yeah, she good and grown. She denied it, so now that means she lied. And a married man been in your house. Yeah, your mama. That's your mama now.
So there's nothing she can do?
Well, you can put your mama out.
Yeah, that's
right. Oh, why they do that?
Yeah. But I'm just trying to figure out where we at now. I mean, all you could do is say, mama, I got rules in my house, but then your mama going to remind you of the rules she had in her house that you broke.
Whoa. Wow. Mama doing the most.
Your mama?
Your mama dog?
Your mama, dog.
All right. Moving on to Danielle in San Diego. Danielle says, I met a woman that has 5 children, and she just got divorced. I can see myself falling for her, but my friends keep telling me
Shirley, start over. I missed a piece of
Daniel in San Diego.
Daniel, not Danielle. Okay.
Daniel. Uh-huh. Okay. Daniel. Uh-huh. In San Diego says, I met a woman that has 5 children and she just got divorced. I could see myself falling for her, but my friends keep telling me that she can't be my soulmate with 5 kids. Should I pursue her and see where it goes or put her in the friend zone?
Well, first of all, your friends are speaking from their experience and their scope of things. Now, if you're going to let your friends run your life, you're going to end up just like your friends. Now, just take a close look at them, see where they are, and see how you really feel. If you feel for this woman, if it's put on your heart to pursue this woman, then pursue the woman. You may be just the thing them kids need. You may be. Mm. You may be just what they need. People get different callings put on their life, man. Quit listening to your damn friends. You know?
There's 5 of them now.
They reacting like Kevin Hart. Damn.
Yeah.
Remember Kevin Hart?
It's a lot.
I know this now.
5 is a lot.
5. You got to be ready now.
Yeah.
You got to be
ready. I don't know their ages and all this here. I don't know how old you are now. But now listen. He old now.
Yeah, Daniel.
He old.
Daniel?
Daniel. Yeah. Ain't no, don't by name that baby Daniel.
Last we heard of Daniel was in the Bible. Yeah. That's right.
So, you know, that's he older. So handle your business, man. Go on and see what she about. Thank you.
All right. Hmm. Moving on to Margaret in Maryville. Margaret says, I'm a man. I met a man that has it going on in every way, except when it comes to the appetizer. He likes to jump right into the entree. I enjoy appetizers, but I'm not doing it if he's not. Is it normal for a man to only want the entree? Is that weird or what?
Hell no. What the hell you mean? Is it weird? Who you been with? Hell yeah, they want... Now, what you got to do is, you got to quit calling it appetizer.
And so
you got to understand how men work. What you got to do is you got to come up with some snacks. You know, you just got to have some little snacks along the way. You need snacks.
Uh-huh.
Most men like snacks. And that's what you got to call them. You saw this advertising.
Makes us think
don't worry about that. Just snacks. You want a snack, baby? We're going to have a couple snacks. Then we're going to eat. Yeah, see, we go along with that. And no, it's not weird to want to jump right into the dinner. That ain't weird at all. Hell.
Okay. All right, last one. Last one. This is from Allison in Addison. Allison writes, my husband wants to be a vegan, and I don't. I enjoy a good steak at least once a month. I'm trying to get him to compromise. Is it possible to live with a vegan and not be one?
Hell yeah, you can do that. Yeah. But listen to me, this ain't gonna last. Just go ahead, keep grilling that steak once a month. Yeah. That ain't gonna last. Don't even worry about that. Just go. You know, you ain't finna be no vegan. So that's it. You know, I got families full of vegans.
Uh-huh.
I got vegan grandchildren, vegan kids. I got all that.
And they want you to be vegan? Do they want you to?
Well, they want me to. When the grandkids is with me and Marjorie, we have to treat them as vegans. And Marjorie does a good job of that.
But what about Papa?
And Papa the grandfather? Uh-huh. What do you do?
I think you ought to try a couple things.
Like, experience you life. Grandkids? What are you giving them?
Like, what do you feed your vegan grandchildren?
Well, BJ was a vegan one time, and then I was out there barbecuing, and he was standing over there looking at us, so I figured he was curious, so I let him have one. Carly was so damn mad.
What did you say, Dad?
Daddy, what are you doing? He don't eat meat. I said, yeah, he do.
Once you get a taste of it.
Yeah, that boy barbecue. He gonna be sick. Man, they ain't gonna bet that won't stop him. Then my grandson Ezra, he a vegan, but you know, he don't really care. And Ezra know he's supposed to ask, is this vegan? Because Rose asked before she put it, is this vegan?
Uh-huh.
Mm. But Ezra, he don't ask. Once he see it and he want it, he lock in. And if you hand it to him, he eating. He don't give a damn. That's my dude right there.
And it
That's
brings you great that. Joy to oh, mess up man. Their diet.
Because, you know, we all go to dinner together and everything, and he be sitting there. You know, if he's sitting next to me, so Jason will start moving him down. Everyone was sitting next to me. He don't want him sitting next to me.
Move down here by your daddy. Cause hey, your
Ezra, don't sit up there next to Papa. Oh, you punk ass up.
Has Rose ever asked, is this vegan? And you told, and it wasn't, and you told her it was? Has that ever happened?
You lie to your grandchildren.
Yeah, because vegan is too vegan. You can't have no dairy,
right? You know. No animal products whatsoever.
Why y'all at dinner with me? Because my order, I start with me.
That's
well, what they tell me all the time, Papa. That's not vegan. Shut your ass up.
What?
I got now, news for you.
Have you ever tried being a vegan? Have you tried it?
Yeah. I tried that.
For how long?
Oh, probably about 6 months.
That's longer than I thought.
Pretty impressive.
About six. It ended about 2 days.
Wait, you went from months to days?
Yeah, I started.
All right. You fake vegan. All right, yes. Coming up at the top of the hour. Thank you, CLO. We'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited.
When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Trending Oscar news, we have to say congratulations to Jimmy Kimmel for doing such a great job hosting the 96th Academy Awards. He did do a great job.
He was funny, outstanding.
Everything. We especially loved when he called out Trump for basically saying that Jimmy Kimmel was the worst host ever. Kimmel replied, isn't it past your jail time?
Why you up here worried about what I'm doing?
Right. Everybody in the audience cried. That was really funny. Other Oscar news, the movie Oppenheimer won big Best Supporting Actress Divine Joy Randolph for her role in the movie The Holdovers. Another crazy moment was when John Cena presented the Best Costume Award. John Cena came out on stage naked, wearing nothing but an oversized Oscar envelope. He's cut, though. You got to give him that.
He ripped, no.
Yes. He is. Anyway, he wanted to showcase the importance of costumes. All right. So he did that, but it was a funny moment. It was. And congratulations to all the winners. In other entertainment news, according to Page Six, former Basketball Wives reality star, 39-year-old Drea Michele, announced her pregnancy with Houston Rockets star Jalen Green on Friday. And she posted a quote about being misunderstood after facing backlash because she and Jalen are 17 years apart. She's 17 years older than
he is. That little boy got a baby already.
Yeah.
She posted on her IG story, quote, get comfortable with being misunderstood. Only a fraction of people will be able to truly grasp your essence. You are not on anyone else's timeline of comprehension. Also, it's none of your business how others choose to perceive you. Most High sees you clearly. Let that be enough. Drea's pregnancy announcement sparked backlash on social media, with several users labeling her a, quote, predator for having a baby with a much younger man. Like I said, she's 17 years older than he is.
Well, how old is he? Well, 30. He's 22.
Yes.
He's a grown man, you know.
Yeah. So, here's a question, guys. Is it a double standard when men date women much younger and have children than if a woman does it?
Yeah, look at Al Pacino and Robert De Niro and all them.
Yeah, it feels like it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, double standards.
Yeah,
y'all know it is.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah.
They dragging Drea, though.
Yeah.
But see, y'all ain't putting y'all self in this young boy position, though. You know? Y'all got to put yourself in his position.
Okay. All right. So explain that, Steve.
Because, teacher, there are things that I still have to learn. See, that's y'all don't understand what had happened to this boy.
Okay.
He got bit.
She's 39.
You know? Now, somebody got to be in love with somebody. You know, it happens all the time. You know, it's just when it's the older woman, that's a cougar. When it's a younger man, when it's an older man, what they call older men today, young one?
Fools. Older men.
See?
That's it. They just call them
fools.
Men.
Yeah. No. Have you guys ever dated younger women? I mean, older women, actually.
Older.
Oh,
not young.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Older. I meant older.
Damn, now everybody would be younger than me. So
that's why I had to correct myself.
How the hell are you older than me?
That's what I mean. When you guys were younger, did you all date?
When I was younger, I had an older chick. Yeah.
Uh huh.
What was the age difference?
Were you sprung?
Hell yeah. I was up in there learning.
Teach me.
I was going in with notebooks and everything.
Learning.
I was coming in and out, bringing an apple and everything.
Teach his pet.
I was up in there. Woo!
What about you, Junior?
I was 22. She's 37.
Oh, yeah. Saints, this is graduation almost.
Yeah.
Man. How'd that go?
When she said she can't do this no more, I know I started crying. I know that. I said, isn't any way we can work through this? You know? Because she got back with her husband, you know. So, yeah.
She got back with her husband.
Yeah, they were separated.
You was real.
There's that.
Yeah, I was stupid.
Yeah. I was 21. She was 42.
Whoa. Okay. 42. You went all the way over there.
Oh, jeez.
Why'd y'all break up, Steve?
I couldn't handle it no more.
You broke it off.
And I just said, I said, I can't do this no more. I got to go to work. I got to call it in, all this here. I got
calling in.
I can't do this no more. I ain't got the gas money for this here. I had a whole lot of little reasons that would help me out. I ain't had a gas money. I can't take it nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I went to a restaurant one time, and she ordered something. I went, what is that? It was dessert. I'm sitting there going, what is that? Let me see. What can I afford? This ain't working out. Then next thing I know, they came and they set the dessert on fire next to the table.
Oh.
I said,
she too expensive.
Cherry's Jubilee
or something.
Oh,
Bananas Foster.
They ordered something. They set that fire next to the table. I said, I got to break up with this hillbilly. It went well. I keep
taking you too
fast.
Nephew, where we go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I don't know if I can talk about it, but Sister Carolyn. Well, Sister Carolyn ain't around no more. Sister Carolyn.
Sister Carolyn?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Sister Carolyn.
All right.
You met her in church?
Ooh, what? Yes.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, Biden's State of the Union address is still trending as voters go to the polls in Georgia and Mississippi today. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In trending political news, we all saw when President Biden delivered his fourth State of the Union address last week. In it, he attempted to pitch himself as the most viable candidate for a second term. He addressed housing and college costs, IVF and Roe v. Wade, sending aid to Ukraine and more. Among other policies, Biden spoke at length about crime. He said that he is demanding a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and he is urging lawmakers to pass universal background checks. He followed that up by comparing himself to Donald Trump. He said, quote, meanwhile, my predecessor told the NRA he's proud he did nothing on guns while he was president.
Okay. But that keeps his money coming from the NRA. That's all it is. It's about the money, man. It ain't about safety, saving lives. It ain't about gun control. It ain't about stopping mass murders. They don't care. They don't care as long as they making a profit. And they got a party to attach
that
truth. To.
Sad
it's called
truth.
The Second Amendment.
That's so sad.
It's ridiculous, man. Yeah. It is ridiculous what's happening. Mm-hmm. You know, he was at the UFC fight this weekend, Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And every time the camera went there, crazy applause. Crazy applause.
Yeah.
It's really
he's beloved.
it's really a sad statement for this country. It really is. When that's your candidate of choice.
Yeah.
That you put as your representative. I'm okay with Republicans. I'm okay with conservative viewpoints
true
on some things.
Republicans.
I don't like the far right, but I don't like the far left either. I'm okay with you being Republican. But can you not put forth a better candidate? 91 indictments. A sexual conviction. Paying off hookers. I mean, what the world? You
tried to fix the election.
Yeah, he tried to. Yeah.
The result.
You did it.
Yeah.
Incited a daytime riot.
Uh-huh.
Right. You know, rightful.
Overthrow the government. All of these things.
Ugh, me sick. Down there rioting in the daytime. Hey, we not taught y'all nothing.
Yeah.
Damn. What is you down there in the daytime for? We see you.
Yeah. People lost their lives in all of that.
And it's crazy, man. Horrific. The policemen lost their lives and stuff like that. There's convictions. People have gone to prison for this riot that this man clearly said, let's go down there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go down there with you. He said that.
We heard
How y'all
him,
think so. It wasn't him? Yeah. All them people went down there.
And the president made reference to that too in his speech. He said, "You can't be mad at the country just when you lose, or you can't, you know, love the country just when you win. What is that?
Yeah.
Then when you're mad and you lose, then you want to incite
a
riot. Come on,
McConnell.
Yes,
and all of them boys knew on that day it was wrong, and they said they can no longer support this.
All right, coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, famous YouTuber Jake Paul will box Mike Tyson. What? Who you got? We'll talk about it
who
right after
Who you think
this.
We got? You know who we got?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, YouTuber Jake Paul scheduled his next boxing match against former heavyweight champ Mike Tyson. Iron Mike will be 58 years old when he climbs into the ring this summer. Las Vegas odds makers set Jake Paul as the easy favorite. All right.
Easy.
That's who they have.
What?
They do. Easy favorite. He promoted this history-making match on Instagram. He says the biggest fight of the 21st century in the biggest NFL stadium in the U.S., broadcast live on the biggest streaming platform in the world. 2 years ago, Mike Tyson needed a cane to walk. He simply stated yesterday, quote, "We signed the contract." Netflix secured the exclusive rights to the fight that will be staged on Saturday, July 20th, inside the Dallas Cowboys AT&T Stadium. Jake Paul's professional boxing record includes 6 knockouts. Mike Tyson has not seriously fought in 2 decades. In his heyday, of course, we know that Iron Mike rarely needed more than 1 round to knock out his opponent.
Sometimes it was 38
seconds. After 1 round, it was over. You paid all that money to go to the fight to see Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to this fight. Let's go to this fight, huh?
No, if it's in Vegas, it ain't nothing to do.
It's Dallas. Come on.
It's a Dallas, yeah.
I can't go nowhere in Dallas, dog.
We can go to fight, we can go eat and take it on in. That's enough.
Go eat.
Get you famous?
Yeah. No, man, I'll go to fights in Vegas, man, because I got to go out there. I got to get some. Because after this ragged-ass fight, I got to be at least going to try to shake them loose.
You know? All right. So the Vegas odds makers have Jake Paul. Who do you guys have?
Well, here's a problem. The feints that Mike Tyson is still capable of doing, Jake Paul has never seen. Okay. He's never seen that in a real ring.
What's that?
If the feint, you know, the head head movement, lowering, the shifting.
But he's 58, Steve. Is he still fast?
All you got to do is look at the tapes. He still can feint. Jake Paul has never seen those feints. He's been fighting MMA people and NBA players. No. You finna get up in there with a dude that really did this. Now, he's faster than Mike, and he's got more endurance than Mike. In the first 2 rounds, if Mike get inside close and Jake Paul does not have the awareness of getting the wall off them ropes, he going to eat him. He going to eat him. Because he going to hit him in the body like he ain't never been hit before. Now, if Tyson gets in there horribly out of shape, then we're going to see some dry mess.
So are you speaking as a former boxer, Steve?
Yeah. I'm just speaking as a said something. I've never been at that level. So
Let's start with an N.
I almost said that, but that's all it is.
I know you did.
I'm just sitting up here going,
because you used to fight back in the day too.
But I'm sick of this
welterweight.
Jake Paul is brilliant in that he handpicks these people. All of it's his idea.
Okay.
And he knows what to do. He's gotten better and better and better. He's become, and he could never make this money as a professional fighter.
I was about to say,
because he'd have to do, can't do that. He's got to do these gimmicks, and he's a brilliant market man. I mean, Tyson going to get $50 million for this. I don't know what
Jake
Paul
is getting. That's what I was going to ask about the purse. Yeah.
Tyson is getting $50 million. I don't know what Jake Paul getting.
He's 27. Will he be getting more? Jake Paul is 27.
Yeah. I mean, will he be getting more than Mike?
Oh, no.
I put my money on Mike, though.
Yeah.
I put my money on Mike.
Mike was knocking people out when you was in Pampers.
Yeah.
But does he still have it? That's the thing today.
I seen him now.
If he hit you, you go into bed.
I know. Lights out. His hands are lethal. I know that. But
lights out.
But he going to hit you so hard, you have time to wash your face and everything.
Gather yourself.
Wash your face. Take your makeup off. Put a hairnet on. Go and lay your ass down.
We'll see Saturday, July 20th in Dallas. All right. Coming up next, it is The Nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he overthinks everything. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, you know, a lot of people give up things for Lent. So I'm going to give up something for Lent, and I'm going to call this guy and let him know that I'm giving up his wife for Lent. You know, I'm
just, goodness.
Hey, I'm taking a break, okay? Yeah. I mean, you got to give up something. You know what I mean? I might as well let him know. Yeah, I'm giving up your wife for Lent. So,
for 40 days. Come
on. Yeah. Now I'm 41 now. Hey, we got to get back to normal around here. Uh-huh. We got to get back to normal. Cat dog, let's go. Lent.
Hello. Hey, I'm trying to reach Dorsey. Yeah, this is he. Who is this? This Cliff, man. I work at the post office with your wife. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. Everything cool?
Yeah, everything good, man. Everything good. Like I say, my name is Cliff, man. I wanted to reach out and holler at you about a couple of things if you got a minute. You got a minute?
Yeah, is everything all right with my wife? Is something wrong or something?
No. Your wife good, man. Your wife good. I wanted to hit you up, man. We've been working the post office quite a while. We've probably been in the same room a few times, man. I don't know if you remember meeting me or not, but...
Okay.
But what I wanted to say, man, is trying to do better with my life, dog. And, you know, just trying to do better. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for Lent, man, I gave up a few things. You know what I'm saying? I just thought that would be a good thing, man, to try to the things that matter the most or that you're addicted to, you know, you want to get rid of. You know what I'm saying? At least for Lent is what I'm trying to do. You feel me?
Okay. I'm kind of confused, but what they got to do with me?
Well, basically, man, I'm giving up for Lent. You know, I decided to give up messing around with your wife. You know, because
whoa, hold on, man. I'm at work. I don't know what you talking about, but back up and rephrase everything you just said.
Well, like I say, man, for Lent, I'm trying to give up stuff that I'm addicted to, you know, and I decided...
Okay, but what that got to do with me and my wife, though, and you?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to give up messing around with your wife for Lent. I mean, that's what I have given up. I've given up messing around with your wife for Lent.
Man, what the talking about, man, messing around with my wife, man? I ain't got no time for no games right now. Who is this, man?
Like I said,
what's your name again?
This is Cliff, man. I actually work with her for the last 10, 12 years. But what I wanted to really let you know is, you know, her schedule probably going to change because what we used to be doing, we ain't doing, so she's probably going to be coming home a little bit earlier or things like that. But I don't want you getting addicted to it because, you know, after Lent is over, then, you know, we'll be back what we used to do.
Man, what the is you talking about, man? Hold on. My wife's going to be home in a minute. We're going to talk about all this here with me, man. I'm about to... Hold on, what are you in the city right now? Can I meet with you right now? Cliff, right?
Okay, but what I'm trying to say, well, like I'm saying, I'm trying to do better, you know. I gave up.
You trying to do better? That sound like a bunch of to me. I got something for you and my wife. This is true.
Okay, man. I mean, ain't you feeling me though? I'm trying to do better though?
I ain't feeling the thing you calling me, telling me My wife think we need to meet up and talk about this face to face, Cliff. What you think?
I mean, we can talk right now if you want to have a conversation.
Nah. You just tell me your address, and me and my wife's gonna just come on over there. How about that? And we all sit down and have a little powwow. I don't know who think you is, man, but me and my wife been together over 15 years, and we ain't never had no problems with no like this, like the you telling me on this phone. It sound like a bunch of crazy to me, but somebody neck gonna today if this is true. So what you need to do, you need to tell me your name, your number, and I don't know why you call from this block phone number. You hear me?
Hey, man, I'm hearing you, man. What I'm saying, the reason for the call was to let you know, you know, don't get used to her schedule, because after Lent, it's going to be back to the way it used to be. That's all the phone calls.
Man, what the f*** is you talking about? What's your last name, Cliff? I'm finna come find you. I'm finna come see you now, Jack.
My name is Cliff. Like I say, I work at the post office with. So.
Okay, well, how come you call from a block number, Cliff? What's your phone number, man?
Hey, man, listen, I'm not trying to have no confrontation with you, man.
It's already a confrontation. You can call my phone from a block number. I don't know you. You don't know me. And you telling me you've been my wife. Are you serious? Did you know she was married?
Well, I mean, what you mean?
Did you know she was married? Yes or no?
I mean, yeah, I knew she was married.
Okay, well, there it is. You knew that from the jump. So that means you've been disrespecting me from the jump. So now I got to get in your mind. You just done told off on yourself. So irregardless, I'm coming to see you today, Jack.
Hey, and my name ain't Jack, man. My name Cliff. But you're not. Hey, I'm not.
Okay, well, look here.
Like
Cliff,
I said, I don't have no. Huh? I'm not trying to have no confrontation. I just wanted you to be aware of the schedule.
Yeah. Okay. I'm definitely aware now, Cliff. Who the hell is you,
hey,
man?
Hey, man. Another thing, man. I want to say this here. Like, I know your tattoo on your name on her lower back. I seen that. It say Dorsey
what?
Right there.
Whoa! Hold on, man. You telling me you done seen the tattoo on her back? Is that what you telling me?
On her lower back, man. Right on above her tailbone. Yeah, I seen it. Dorsey, your name Dorsey, right?
Man, who the f*** is this, man? What's your real name?
Hey, man, hey, dog, calm down, man. Are you cool with the schedule changing?
Calm down. You call my phone.
Are you cool with the schedule changing is what I'm asking.
What?
Are you cool with her schedule changing? You see what I'm saying? Her schedule going to come back to normal. Once Lent is over with, I gave up messing around with her for Lent,
man,
but not for
Elmo. I'm not cool with a thing. I'm about to be cool in your face in a minute. Now tell me your name, tell me your number, and your real address, and we're going to talk about all this in person.
Okay. All right. What? My name.
What's your name?
My name Tommy, man.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Tommy what?
I mean, why you need my last name?
Because I'm finna come see you. What you mean, why I need your last name? Hold on. Somebody get Angie on the phone. Hey, hold on. Don't go nowhere. We finna get Angie on the phone right now, and we gonna settle this right now. Hold on. Get on the phone. Call her. For real. Yeah. Tommy, who? What you scared of?
Okay, man. They call me Nephew Tommy.
Oh, who?
My name Nephew Tommy from Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What? Oh, hell no. She done set me up, man.
Man, your wife got me to prank call you, man. She texted you, said, I just left the house. Call him now.
That's why I ain't answering the phone. It was over for you, man. Y'all, come on, man. Y'all wrong for this, man. This need to be against the law, man.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, baby, what's the baddest radio show in the land, man?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, I guess.
And there you have it.
Uh-uh.
Ignorant. What?
No.
Play too giving much.
I'm giving your wife up for Lent, okay? There you have it, young man. I'm sorry.
You're not sorry.
This week is going down Richmond, Virginia, baby. The nephew is coming to the Funny Bone. I told you I added a show on Thursday. That means Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And guess what? You already know. Sold out. So we added another one. This is the last one. It will be a 3 o'clock show on Sunday.
3 o'clock on Sunday. So as soon as y'all get out of church, get you something to eat, come on in, get your laugh on at the Funny Bone. Nephew Tommy will be in the building. All right, last show is up for sale. That is Sunday at 3 o'clock in Richmond, Virginia, at the Funny Bone. Yay, yay, laying in the cut. It is Montgomery, Alabama. That's right. March 30th, Saturday night at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. That is me. That is J.J. Williamson, celebrity, the comedian, and the one and only Earthquake, baby. We rocking it. We rocking it. Montgomery, get your black hats ready. We're going to throw them all up in the air. Steamboat coming in, telling jokes at the same time. All right? Put your black hat on. It's going down. So tickets are on sale right now. Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Montgomery, Alabama. We marching on comedy, baby.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up, it is a strawberry letter. The subject is, he overthinks everything. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationship, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he overthinks everything. Dear Stephen Shirley, I love my husband with all of my heart, but I do not like him and I don't like being around him. I cannot have a conversation without him weighing the pros and cons of what I'm telling him. For example, prom season is coming and our son has a date, but our daughter chose to go to the prom with a group of girls. He tried to get my daughter to ride to the prom with our son and I had to shut that down. He thought of every reason in the world to keep my daughter from doing her junior prom her way. When we are out with friends, he can't decide which credit card he is going to use because one card gives him perks and the other one has a better interest rate. With groceries, he overthinks buying produce, and he's talked to the manager at Kroger a few times to ask what state certain vegetables were grown in. When I come in from work and kiss him on the cheek, he'll ask why I didn't kiss him on the lips and assume I had garlic or fish for lunch and my breath is not fresh. It's nonstop with this man in the bedroom. If I don't let him know he's doing a good job the entire time, he will apologize and ask me what he can do to improve. We've been married 18 years, so whatever he's doing in the bedroom is just fine with me. I'm tired of explaining why I do things and then listen to him telling me how I could have done it. I think that medical marijuana might help him relax. How do I get him to stop overthinking everything? Well, I don't really think, you know, you can stop getting him, you can stop him from overthinking everything. That's just who he is now. I mean, it seems like he's been that way throughout your marriage. You're just noticing it now. And when I look at this letter, you don't really have any major, major problems like other people. I mean, you're just mad because your husband overthinks things, and he doesn't do things on your timeline, basically. He sounds like a good guy. You say you love him in the bedroom, you love him with all your heart and all of that. I mean, and men do that a lot. They try to figure things out, you know. They try to come up with solutions and all of that. So I think you're just kind of tired of hearing his voice. You say you don't like him and you don't want to be around him. I think, you know, that's more of what you're talking about. I mean, these things happen in marriage all the time. It sounds like you've grown apart a little bit. But you gotta figure out a way to fix this, because you don't want to break up over this little bitty thing. The love is still there, thank God. So you got to try to fix it. You and your husband need to do something to save this situation before it's too late, because I think now if you do continue like this, it could grow into something on your part, resentment, hate, whatever. I don't want to see you guys break up over this. You guys got to talk and sit down and try to work this out. Steve?
This couple right here, first of all, I don't like the letter.
Yeah,
I didn't like it in the first damn line. First of all, subject, he overthinks everything. Here's a line I didn't like. Steve and Shirley, I love my husband with all my heart, mm-hmm. but I do not like him and I don't like being around him. Hell, it's over.
Yeah, she don't like
them. What is a marriage if you don't want to be around him, like him, talk to him, and nothing like this? This is, I don't care how much you love a person. Whoa! What's love got to do with it? What does it have to do with it if you don't like him or like being around him? Your husband is just, he all wrong on so many levels. I'm not really sure. I think this is a person, this is a control freak. I think he has control issues. We had a person that worked here at the station like that. It's people like that who just want credit and control. I've worked around people like this before. Got to get control for everything. Need credit for everything. Woo. Damn, what about profit? What about results? Why are you so busy trying to get credit and control? I can't have a conversation without him weighing the pros and cons of what I'm telling him. Prom season coming up. Son got a date, but our daughter chose to go to the prom with a group of girls. He tried to get my daughter to ride to the prom with our son. I had to shut that down. Hell yeah. She in the car blocking, just messing the whole date up. Don't nobody want to go on no damn date with their sister. What young dude want to go on a date with his damn sister sitting up in the car? I don't care how she dressed. She's still my sister. You should have heard what he said to her. This ain't your business. But your husband trying to save money and control the situation. Then he want to try to protect his daughter. He don't really want her going with the group of girls, want her brother in the car. All that ain't finna work out. Anyway, he can't decide which credit card he going to use. When we go out with friends, he can't decide which credit card he going to use, because one card give him perks and the other one has a better interest rate. So use the one with the better interest rate. You don't get no perks. Use the one with the perks, they're going to charge you for them perks, so you're going to get a higher interest rate. Well, what you want me to tell you? Y'all need a new damn credit card. Y'all need a credit card with perks and low interest rates. That's all I can tell you. I'm not finna sit up here and try and figure this out right here. But if you're playing, but I'm telling you right here, if you're not paying off them credit cards every month like it's an American Express, you're going to get ate up with interest rates anyway. I don't know what to tell you. With grocery, he overthink buying produce, and he's talked to the manager at Kroger a few times to ask what state certain vegetables come from. Who do that?
Her
Who
husband.
Do that?
All right, listen, hang on, Steve.
No damn body.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he overthinks everything. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he overthinks everything.
We're reading a letter from a marriage that's doomed. The woman that in the opening letter says, I love my husband with all my heart, but I don't like him and I don't like being around him. What are we talking about here? Ain't we talking about how you stay married? you might love him, but don't sound like you in love with him. So we in trouble. You can't have a conversation with him without him weighing the pros and cons about it. Y'all argue about everything. His son, your son and your daughter going to the prom. Your son got a date. Your daughter decides she going with a group of girls. Your husband want her to ride with your brother. Sitting up in the car messing it up. Don't no dude want to go on no damn date with his sister. You can't talk freely. The other girl sitting in the car, damn, why your sister here? Just horrible. Now you're down at the grocery store. He can't make a decision about nothing. And he trying to figure out which credit card to use because one got perks and the other one got better interest rates. Well, you need a new credit card. Damn it, you need a card with perks and low interest rates. You need a Capital card. You seen the commercial?
What's in your wallet?
Yeah, what's in your wallet? Obviously, it ain't a Capital card. You need a damn Capital card. Kevin on that commercial, Samuel on that commercial. You need a new credit card. Now, he overthinks buying produce. He's even talked to the manager at Kroger a few times to ask him which state certain vegetables are grown in. I wish he'd asked me.
You don't work at Kroger.
Yeah, but just for stupid questions like this. I say, sir, yeah, we grow all our vegetables ourselves. Well, what state you growing them in? They out back.
Behind
I
the
have him
store.
Driving around looking for that damn garden. When I come in from work and I kiss him on the cheek, he always asks why I ain't kiss him on the lips and assume I had garlic or fish for lunch. And my breath is not fresh. It's nonstop with this man. In the bedroom, if I don't let him know he's doing a good job the entire time, he will apologize and ask me what he can do to improve. What? Anyway, we've been married 18 years, so whatever he's doing in the bedroom is just fine with me. I'm tired of explaining why I do things and then listening to him telling me how I could have done it. I think that medical marijuana might help him relax. He don't need no damn medical marijuana. He needs some weed from off the street. This is weed. You need a plug. You need someone. You need to go to somebody's house. Yeah, you don't need no damn medical marijuana. You need some weed off the street. You need to ask around who got the good stuff. You need some cess. You need somebody down there selling that other kind of weed. You need some chronic. You need some blue. You need to check the size of the buds. Yeah.
Good.
You need all that. You need some googly goo. You need some jasper. You need some all that. Yeah, all that there. How do I get him to stop overthinking everything? Get away from that damn medical marijuana and buy yourself something off some street. He need a street drug because it's just something wrong with him. He might need something stronger than weed. I don't know. I'm just saying he got to go to a club. Then what he need to do? He need to go to a white club on the weekend and just buy something in there. That'll have you somewhere tripping. I don't know what to tell you about your husband. You don't like him no more. You don't like being around him no more. Mm. As soon as them kids get out the house, y'all through.
You don't think this is a marriage worth saving, Steve?
No, huh?
You don't think their marriage is worth saving?
I don't like him or being around him. Well, what is we saving it for?
Because they're committed? Because they took vows?
Excuse me?
Yeah. You don't think it's worth saving? That's my question.
Well,
seriously.
First of all, know your room. Who you talking to?
What do you mean, know your room?
You don't think I tried to save a few of them?
Oh, about
you. Everything ain't savable.
Oh, okay. That's where you are.
Sometimes two people just have to admit, look, we made a mistake. Damn, this ain't working. You don't like me, and I can't stand your ass either. Why are we doing this? You don't like being around me. Have you ever been around a person that don't like being around you? That's hard, man. And then you trying to act like you like being around them, but they don't like being around
and you.
You
know it.
Bruh, you can't stay there. Think about that. Everybody on this radio show has been around somebody that you could feel didn't want to be around you. So now, are you with that person anymore? No.
No.
So why are we trying to keep these two people together?
No. Nope.
Why? Just get this over with. Matter of fact, right after the prom.
After the kids get back in the house.
She's got paper.
Come on.
Oh. On me.
You're stupid.
Wow. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and on Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app, because free never sounded so good. You can download it today. Coming up at 46
and
minutes.
Shirley wants y'all to save y'all's marriage.
They can. I think they can save this. Yeah. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, you know what, Shirley? The NFL free agency starts tomorrow, but there's a few things going to happen before then. Listen, I don't know how he keep doing it. I don't know because he spent them years in Cleveland, but Bucks signed Baker Mayfield to a 3-year, $100 million deal. Baker Mayfield keep making it happen, man.
What?
Yeah, Baker Mayfield keep coming back. $50 million guaranteed. Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's got a good agent.
That's a lot of paper, man.
Yeah, he got a great agent.
Uh-huh. He didn't do bad last year, though. He really didn't do bad last year.
No, he took the Bucks to the playoffs, man. I mean, he earned
Tampa
it.
Tampa Bay, huh?
Yeah.
Steve
Tampa
can't
Bay
talk gonna, about Baker Mayfield.
You don't like Baker, huh? Is it upsetting you? Baker keep making his money like this, and you don't think he's a great quarterback because he didn't do nothing for Cleveland? Is this
That's
what this
right.
is about?
He ain't done nothing for nobody. I mean, I don't know. Where you see $100 million at?
Yeah. Hey, that's what they going to pay him. Mm-hmm. But it's over 3 years. But $50 million is guaranteed, though. So the rest of it going to be in incentives. But, you know.
I mean, look, I'm glad for anybody making money. I don't never hate on that.
No. Nah.
But he a $100 million quarterback?
No, he not that. Nah. He not that. He's not that. I'm sorry. He not 100 million.
Well, what'd you think about this, Unc? Russell Wilson is moving on. He won't be in Denver this season. He could be playing for the Steelers. Pittsburgh
Yeah.
Steelers.
Come on, Russ. Yeah. Love him.
Man. I'm sad about that, though, because I'm Cleveland. We're in the same division. I've hated Pittsburgh my entire life. And
now you
got to start hating
you
Russell.
You got to hate Russell.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
You can't hate Russell.
Him
we
him
love
Yeah, I got to start hating him. Y'all don't know how this Cleveland thing run. That 125 miles on that turnpike. Ooh, there's some walls up in here. No, I'm happy for Russell, man. He need to be over there with Tomlin. That's exactly who they need.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Man. Got $38
like
million, man. You know,
black head coach, black quarterback.
Black head coach,
let's
black
go.
Quarterback. They teaming up. There's nothing wrong with that, man. So we have six ejected in the South Carolina no Women's Championship game between LSU and South Carolina. Ooh. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw it. I watched that game.
Man. Them women cleared them benches, didn't they? Security jumping over tables.
Benches.
Man,
that
had everybody.
Yeah, they said
benches.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Yeah, we know.
No. It sounded like you said something different right there. No, you did say benches.
You did.
Y'all think I'm crazy.
Yeah, it sounded like you said a female dog. It sounded like you said
I said cleared the benches. But Carolina won 79-72, and they go 32-0. And you know what? Congratulations to the Gamecocks. They won. They go on to the March Madness, and they're going to be the number one seed. So, man.
Thank you, Junior.
I didn't see the fight, though.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, a man on social media needs your advice, Steve. He says, my neighbor makes noise all day long. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug on Facebook writes, I've lived in the same house for almost a decade, but I got a new next door neighbor last fall. He seemed like a nice guy, and for the first few months, he was hardly home. I think he's either lost his job or retired, because now he's home all the time and is constantly doing noisy work around his house. He blows off his driveway multiple times every day with a leaf blower and works using power tools in his garage into the evening with the door wide open. I've let it go up until now, but it's really starting to irritate me. I need a break from the constant noise, but I don't want to start a rift with my neighbor. How should I handle this without causing a problem?
This ain't your business. This ain't your business.
You got every right.
That man got every right to blow them leaves whenever he want to, and he work on that garage during the daytime hours with the door open. Now, if you say it seemed like he'd have lost his job and he home now, because at first he was never home, why your ass at home? See, how is you there all day listening to the noise? What happened to your damn job? See, it don't make no sense, man. That don't go over there. It ain't your business. Leave that man alone. He's not doing anything. He in his garage working with power tools. That's his right. He might have a furniture making company, furniture repair. You don't know what he's doing. But he got his garage door open. You can't shut your garage, all that sawdust and stuff in there. That ain't your business. And he blow the leaves twice a day. He don't want no leaves in his yard. But why are you home listening to it, though? What happened to your job?
He blows the leaves multiple times a day.
He don't want no leaves in his yard. I understand that. Summer coming. They'll stay up on the tree in the winter.
Okay. All right.
So he can't say nothing to the neighbor. Let it go.
I don't know what he can say.
Yeah.
Can you keep it down?
You make too much noise in your garage. How?
Yeah, how you go say
can you keep it down? It's a little noisy over here.
No, I can't keep it down. Bring your ass over here again.
It's going to get louder.
Yeah.
What if he asks them nicely?
But you can't leave a man alone. That's his house. Okay. People do what they want to do, man. Quit worrying about what your neighbor doing. He ain't in your yard. He ain't blowing the leaves in your grass.
Get some earplugs. All right, Doug.
Why don't you find a job? You working from home. Go work. Go down to the office.
You ain't got to
don't go over there and say nothing to that man.
It's not going to go well. Not going to go well. All right, here's another one. This is from Sean on Steve Harvey FM. Sean writes, I'm a senior in high school, and for the past couple of years, I've been running a pretty successful social media channel focused on car culture. It started as just a hobby, but now it's grown into a legit side hustle, bringing in enough income for me to survive comfortably. I'd rather continue working on building my side hustle, but my parents are dead set on me going to college. They're all about the traditional path. Get a degree, secure a real job, and then follow your passions on the side. But I'm already doing what I love and making money at it. How do I convince them that college might not be necessary for everyone? Is there a way to prove that my side hustle can turn into a full-time career, or do I just give in to keep the peace?
Well, listen, man, if you go to college, you're not going to survive it because your heart ain't going to be in it. Your heart is not going to be in it. And I would say this to all parents, man. You have to listen to your children. I've wanted my children all to take a certain path. Ain't none of them took the path I wanted them to take. Not now, one of them. Not now, one of them. And they turned out fine. Mm-hmm. They'll be okay. College ain't the only way to earn a living. College ain't the only pathway to success. I had to learn that. I used to get mad at kids for playing video games all day long till I met the Black Ninja and found out he was making $2 million a month. And all he do is play video games and kids sign up and pay to watch it.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up in 20 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, before we went to break, you were telling this young man who already has a successful side hustle, telling him how to let his parents know that he didn't want to go to college because they wanted him to take the traditional route and go to college. So you made some statements you wanted to clear up. Go ahead.
Well, you all said on the break, sound like Steve. Well, you said it. You said, Steve, sound like you telling people not to go to college. Well, I am.
Oh, goodness.
Because college is not for everybody. I mean, man, we got to stop looking at it like this. And these young people are finding some creative ways to earn a living on this internet, man, that was not available to us. So, of course, we can't promote that because we want to take the route we took, as in the letter, was a more traditional route. Well, there are untraditional ways of making money right now. But there's a thing called the pursuit of happiness. And if your child is doing something that's clean and legal and they enjoy doing it, you don't have to be able to see exactly what they're doing. This dude to turn this car thing into a hustle where he earning money. If you let him perfect that, he can make hundreds of thousands of dollars, possibly millions. And ain't that what you go to college for?
It is.
College is a bit of a, you know, it's just not for everybody.
There you go.
And I hate to tell you this, but the richest men in the world don't even have college degrees.
Very true.
Yeah.
As long as your child has a legitimate, viable love and dream, let them pursue it. And save yourself some damn money.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather be okay looking, but very funny, or be super hot, but very, very boring?
I'm living, eh?
Very embodiment of it.
Because I'm looking at two okay looking ass people.
Who are you looking at, Steve? Who is you looking at?
You and Junior. I got news for you. The only reason I'm saying okay is that's what was in the question. You ain't even all right if you ask me.
All right. Would you rather have your heart broken? I don't want to get
broken.
Ahead of myself.
Well, I ain't good looking. See, I'm the only one on the show.
Here's
the
little ugly ass. Answer that one, Shirley. It's not mad about
him. No, me and little ugly ass Junior, only one readily admitted. Yeah. What this strange ass looking other person always act like he cute. Hard looking ass.
But you gotta feel good about yourself.
I'm fine right now. I don't care how I look.
Oh, okay.
You don't make money on how you look. Ain't now one of these dudes made no money based on how they look.
That's true.
That's true.
That's better write these jokes and get on out of here.
All right, so would you rather have your heart broken 50 times, but finally find your soulmate on the 51st time, okay? Or would you rather never have your heart broken, but spend your life with someone you know doesn't love you?
What? Is she fine, though?
I knew he was going to say that.
Is she fine, though? The one that don't love me.
You're going to be miserable, though.
Doesn't say.
I'm going to be cool with it, but I'm not going to get my heart broke 50 times. Wait, don't
get 50 times. Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Give me that fine, right. Don't give a damn about me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, you hear me down. Heartbreaks.
Heartbreaks.
Setbacks.
Yeah. A lot.
I've enjoyed them, though. Ooh. I have had a wonderful time getting my heart cracked.
Man, me too. I'm with you. I'm the embodiment of friend zone. I've been friend zone so many times. You know, it just ain't going to work. We just going to be friends. Okay. I'm cool. I'll try it again. I'm coming back.
as your friend.
I broke up with so many damn times. I thought that's what the relationship was for.
All right. All right, so would you rather marry an average-looking person who is nice but loves you, or would you rather marry the sexiest person on the planet who's very mean and a horrible person?
Oh, I want that sexy as hell, mean, damn it. Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with you, Tom?
Yeah,
I'm gonna take this all right looking girl on. Make all right with her.
Nice to me.
That is today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up next, Steve Harvey will close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Tuesday. Don't forget, you can vote today in the states of Georgia and Mississippi. Please get out and vote.
Election you got coming. You, Georgia.
Yeah.
You done election done it before. You got this.
Yep.
You right. know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Primaries, local elections. You can't ignore that this is not November. Still go to the polls. There are things on the ballot that need your attention.
Gotta go
out there and vote.
Gotta do
every
it.
Time, every election, go to the polls.
You know what they ought to do? They ought to make all this on one day.
What?
General so election, just have to, all that on one damn day. Just get it on one day. All these issues and stuff right here. Mm-hmm. We should all have it on one day. That would less complicate things, I think.
They want it complicated, so
they
you
want this
will,
whole
won't
process.
Do it. That's the issue. They want it to be complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They want it.
I got some closing remarks.
Okay.
You know,
let's hear.
Earlier today we were talking about college, but you know what I really want to focus on? I want to talk about a person's dreams and how important they are. I cannot express to you the importance of chasing your dreams. I'm in the dream chasing business, man. I just believe in it. I believe in it wholeheartedly. Your dream is the most important thing in your life. Outside of your relationship with God and outside of who you choose to spend the rest of your life with, you got to, it's your dreams, man. It's your dreams and your visions. It's the thing that you aspire to. It's the thing that keeps you awake at night. It's the thing that troubles you, that you can't get off your heart. It's in your imagination. It's that dream thing, man. You got to pursue that. It makes life worth living. It makes it fun to wake up in the morning. I don't wake up in the morning and I go, oh, wow, another day. I wake up every morning and go, wow, another chance. Another opportunity. Let's go. You know, I mean, I'm just grateful for that, man. I mean, I wish everybody could feel and experience that. And you can, but you have to make the decision. You can, but Steve, see, you different. You doing what you want to do for a living. Because I made a decision one day. But you have the right to make that same decision, folks. You don't have to sit there and play the hand that's dealt to you. You can actually ask God for a new set of cards. You can do that. You can ask God for another chance. God is in another chance business. You can ask God for forgiveness. God don't hold your past against you. People do. Y'all, when God forgives you, it's over. You get a clean slate. Problem is, you got people in your life to keep reminding you of who you was and won't let you be who you have decided to be. They won't even allow the new you to exist because they keep bringing up the old you. You got to distance yourself from them people, man. Them is haters, man. Them is haters. They work for the other side. You know, look, God got soldiers, but the devil do too. They call imps and they busy. They busy 24/7, and they people, the imp resides in people you didn't even think. Man, so you ever had somebody in your life you thought you was cool with, you found out they was talking about you behind your back? And you went, wow. and it throw you off to the point where you go, damn, I thought we was cool. Or you have somebody put their mouth on you that you ain't never met, but they got their mouth on you. I deal with that all the time. There's always somebody somewhere talking about me, ain't never met me. Just got their mouth on me. But you got to be careful, though. You got to be careful about putting your mouth on certain people, man. It's some people out here that God truly care about. It's some people out here that God got on certain missions for him. You can't keep putting your mouth on God's people. You can't keep putting your mouth on people that God has chosen, that's got on a certain path. You can't keep putting your mouth on anointed people. You got to be careful. Because them anointed people, they ain't going to fire back. They ain't going to say nothing. But you got to be careful, though. Listen, y'all. God is in the forgiving business. God is in the get your life together business. God is in the make it all right business. God is good, man. Man, look, y'all have got to stop pursuing stuff that's not important to you. I was reading this thing, man, about 7 qualities of becoming a billionaire or rich or something like that. I forgot what it was. 2 of the things stuck out to me. It said, forget about the women and get yourself one woman. Because if you get yourself one good woman who's willing to help you, work with you, support you, love you, man, you can get with that one good woman and she can be the missing link to your whole success. She can get you there. And you know another thing it said on this thing? Stay off the internet. That is so crazy, man. Stay off the internet. Because if you got your life wrapped around social media gonna get you wrapped around it. You got to be careful what you put in your day-to-day, man. Because what you digest is what you're going to regurgitate. If you keep digesting hate, you're going to end up spewing hate. Be careful out there, y'all. Take care of yourself, man. Believe in the dream. Trust in the vision. Talk to God every day. He'd absolutely love to hear from you. And never, ever, no matter what, don't you ever give up. Because you just don't know when God is going to flip the switch. He ain't ever too late. Quit thinking he is because he's never too late. Those are my closing remarks, y'all. Have yourself a great day. Talk to God. Like I said, he'd love to hear from you. If not, you're going to be running your mouth with somebody who don't care about you at all. And it ain't no good.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.